Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott will resign on August 1st. After that, it's up to Salt Lake County Republicans to elect a replacement, and candidates are already coming forward. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
One of those candidates is Julie Dole, who's been the chief deputy of the Salt Lake County Recorder since 2014. Dole says she already does a good job of running day-to-day operations in the recorder's office.
I'm vested in this because I've been running the office for over 3 years. We've got a lot of projects that I've been able to see through successfully and some new projects that we're in the midst of that, I would like to see through too.
Republican Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton says she will not support Dole. The councilwoman accused Dole and Ott's aide, Carmen Sinone, of trying to hide the recorder's illness. Winder Newton says she wants the office to be transparent.
So I am hopeful that we can start fresh and that we can get someone in there who can restore the integrity and the respect that that office deserves.
Dole says the people who know her and have worked with her will support her bid.
The ones who are relying on just what they've read in the media and drawing conclusions from that, they won't support me if they don't take the time to get to know that I actually work. I work hard, and that I do a really good job.
Freshman State Representative Adam Gardner has also announced his candidacy. In a press release, Gardner said he wants to reset the county recorder's office and says if elected, he would leave the Utah House. But on Friday afternoon, County Mayor Ben McAdams suggested combining the recorder's office with the office of the surveyor.
There's some overlap with the functions that they provide, and I think that we can provide a better service at a lower cost to the taxpayer by just combining those offices.
Such a move would require legislative action. The agreement between county attorneys and Ott's family, and signed by a judge on Friday, states that the recorder will resign on August 1st. It includes a payment of $35,000 to help with medical and other expenses for the outgoing recorder. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.